Audio Mo day 7 for me, I think. There you go. That's my little bit of music that I composed for my friend Robert RJ Net. Is he out bearing away now, isn't he? I don't know if he changed his audio boom, but anyway, RJ Net, who has thousands of audio booms upon his thing, so go and listen to him. But yeah, he was in Japan recently, and I did that for him, so yeah. Maybe I should, like, hawk myself out. Anyone who wants music for something, a little bit of music, let me know. Might charge a small fee, I don't know. Depends what you want and how long it will take and all the rest of it. If he likes that, then yeah, give me a shout. And I might make something else. You have to just give me a brief, like, oh, I need it to be such and such. Like he just said, oh, yeah, I want something for my Japanese trip, or trip to Japan. And so, yeah, there I did that. Anyway, this is Audio Mo Day 7. I think I'm on Day 7. And I was going to do something on, what do you call it? The D-Day. Because I think that was on June the 6th, wasn't it? I didn't get time to do it. I didn't do it at the right times. I can't read. But what I thought I would do instead, as a reflection of on that, is to talk about war and politics and stuff for a bit. And I've got some songs that kind of almost... I don't know. I mean, we've always had war, haven't we? Let's think where I need to be with this. I want this one. The first one is a song called Battles, and it's taken from, it's Clannad from the album The Legend. Is it called The Legend? Yeah. And it was the theme music to Robin Hood. That whole album was, BBC did an enactment of Robin Hood. And Clannad did the film, the music for all the episodes. And of course, Robin Hood, well, was like a while ago, wasn't he? You know, hundreds of years ago, and they were fighting, and it was supposedly probably robbing the rich to feed the poor and all the rest of it. But this is battle to begin with, around horses and things. And then we talk about, you know, I think how battles, wars have become much more... asymmetric and a bit more advanced, and obviously it's not just to one local area. Anyway, the battle, let's hear the battle if I can find it. There it comes. Boom. Kettle drum. I like Clannad. How cool are these? Boom. Here we go. It's like a piano being sort of scraped, you know, the bottom string on a piano. Oh, that was it then. Oh, well, it's just as well. That wasn't what I was going to play you. But it doesn't matter. What I'm going to play now is War of the Worlds. This is was Jeff Wayne originally, wasn't it? That was the 1980s version of it. It was redone then, wasn't it? War of the Worlds was kind of a radio drama, I think, at first, wasn't it? And it was in America, and people thought, oh no, we're going to be invaded by aliens, and I think people believed it, and there was a big, oh my word, we're going to be beaten by aliens. But, you know, that's always been our fear, hasn't it? Oh, what if we ever get invaded by aliens? I mean, for goodness sake, we're pretty good at, like, destroying ourselves, aren't we? And I'm going to get onto all that in a minute, a bit more. because I do have a point to make at the end of this. But I just thought I'd share this one. This is then Autumn, when I can find it. Forever Autumn. There you go, look. It has a bit of audio thing at the beginning. Set in Victorian times originally, wasn't it? Listen to this.
For 3 days I fought my way along roads packed with refugees, the homeless, burdened with boxes and bundles containing their valuables. All that was of value to me was in London, but by the time I reached their little red brick house, Carrie and her father were gone.
That was Liam Neeson, of course. And this is Gary Barlow.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not.
Leapt from house to house. The population panicked and ran, and I was swept along with them, aimless and lost without Carrie. Finally, I headed eastward for the ocean, and my only hope of survival, a boat out of England.
Like the sun through the trees, you came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Gentle rain falls softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
As I hastened through Covent Garden, Blackfriars and Billingsgate, more and more people joined the painful exodus. Sad, weary women, their children stumbling and streaked with tears, their men bitter and angry, the rich rubbing shoulders with beggars and outcasts, dogs snarled and horses' bits were covered with foam, and here and there were wounded soldiers as helpless as the rest. We saw tripods wading up the Thames, cutting through bridges as though they were paper. Waterloo Bridge, Westminster Bridge, one appeared above Big Ben. Never before in the history of the world had such a mass of human beings moved and suffered together. This was no disciplined march. It was a stampede, without order and without a goal. 6 million people, unarmed and unprovisioned, driving headlong. It was the beginning of the rout of civilization, of the massacre of mankind. Enviously of those safely on board, straight into the eyes of my beloved Carrie. At sight of me, she began to fight her way along the packed deck to the gangplank. At that very moment, it was raised, and I caught a last glimpse of her despairing face as the crowd swept me away from her.
Like the sun through the trees, she came to love.
Ah, poor Carrie. Oh, my word. So you'd have to go and listen to the rest of this. Go and get the album. I love that. War of the Worlds. Oh, man alive. But, you know, it's almost, I don't know. It's like, oh, it couldn't really happen, could it? You know, I think we forget sometimes, don't we, what war actually means. And I think... For us, you know, our activities have always been in someone else's backyard, someone else's country. You know, for many years now, we haven't had the effects of a war in our own country. And I don't know, it's worrying. I'm going to come on to why in a minute.
'Cause you're not here. 'Cause you're not here.
Almost bugger. I knew that would happen. I had about 4 seconds and I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? And I couldn't find it away in time. But anyway, that because it's part of a, what they call those albums, concept albums. They used to call them concept albums, didn't they? So it's because it's a continuous story, then obviously you just go into the next track. So it just cut me off there in me prime. So that wasn't the best edited. Sorry about that. Should have been more prepared. What's my point then, after all that, is that we're talking a lot about war, terrorism, the war on terrorism and all kinds of crap around politics. Like if you don't support this party, then you're pro-terrorist. And if you say this and that, then you're pro-terrorist. If you don't condemn every, I don't know, person from a people group, then you're condemning terrorism by default. How? Or, you know... So now the latest thing within the British general election just took place a few days ago. Well, I haven't got there yet in theory, but I'm kind of doing this on the 12th of June. So we have had the election, but I'll come back to that. I'm doing catch up. A lot of the thing was, so Jeremy Corbyn, who was the he's the head of the Labour Party, did really well, and I think Labour have got a really good chance. I think there will be a general election so in the autumn maybe. Theresa May, the Conservatives, decided, yeah, let's have an election, you know. And quite honestly, she went down the whole road of fear mongering, and you know, it's been cut back after cut back, and benefits cut backs, increasing food banks. You know, the Conservatives, I can't remember who it was, but famously said that the reason that food banks are being utilised more is because they're being better advertised. What a joke. You know, and all this, we've all got to live under austerity measures, and yet, you know, we're continually appeasing the corporates and letting them get away with all kinds of stuff. And Starbucks, lots of American companies operating in the UK and in Ireland. Ireland's one of the poorest countries, and yet it's been giving Apple ridiculous tax breaks. I mean, oh my goodness. So, yeah, not great. So anyway, Theresa May intended to have the election to have more of a strong and stable leadership, and actually she ended up losing some seats. And so has anything but a strong and stable leadership. But it's all been on this. So one of the main questions that Jeremy Corbyn, who the Labour leader, got asked was around whether he'd press the nuclear button, having invested billions in Trident, which is our nuclear defence, which already currently costs about $40 billion a year, I think, to maintain, to, you know, even as it is. And so they want to spend a few hundred more billion on it to bring it up to what? Some standard, when they can already blow the world up with it. It just seems bizarre. Anyway, they were asking him, pressing him, would he press the button should we be in nuclear war? And of course he was saying, well, if we get to that point, then, you know, excuse me, everything else has failed. So, yeah. A mute question, perhaps. And we were insisting that he answers the question. I think our foreign policy needs to change. I think we are going to have to start talking to some of these groups. I mean, I don't know. You can't really easily account for the nutter that goes and does some of the appalling things. I mean, 22 people were killed in Manchester just a few weeks ago by someone who decided that, yeah, suicide bomb would be the way to go. And, you know, most of them, many of them, children, young people. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, it's got to change. And then I think it was 7 people were killed in the knife and van attacks. So the van that came onto London Bridge and ran people over, then the men got out and stabbed people in Borough Market. It's a market we've visited many times. Before that, you know, they had the Westminster Bridge thing. I think it was in March, where about 6 people got killed. I mean, absolutely appalling, appalling waste of life. No doubt about it. We can't go on like this. We really can't. And so what I thought I would do, just to finish off now, this is Frankie Goes to Hollywood. The band, in about 1984, I think this got to number one. I think they were at number one with this and number two with Relax, which was another one of their big hits. They've had quite a few hits, actually, as well. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome and various. And War, What Is It Good For? Is another a version of that song. So let me set the scene for you for this Frankie Goes to Hollywood song. It's a 12-inch version. It's got all the voiceovers. There's a guy that did the voiceovers from, I've forgotten his name now, because I read this all earlier on Song Facts. But I knew there was something pretty compelling about this song in terms of so you go back to 1984. This song was written originally in 1992, and apparently it's played on John Peel, who was a BBC Radio 2 presenter who's unfortunately died now, but he played all kinds of new music that no one else would play back in the day. And so this got released in 1984. In 1984, there was much ado about nuclear war, and you know, there was computer glitches, which meant that, you know, the Russians were being told by the American side that they were firing nuclear bombs, and oh man, it was all a bit scary. And that's my point. This Frankie Goes to Hollywood song, it's based on the thing about so apparently Ronald Reagan, who was one of the presidents of the United States, going back a few, believed that nuclear war would bring around the Christ's return. That's just an interesting fact. And then the excerpts that the voiceover does on this song are all based on a government leaflet that was put out at the time And most famously, I think, is like, if a member of your family dies whilst in the shelter, please take them outside and tag them for the authorities to whatever, for identification purposes. And you'll hear that in a minute. It's just, what are we doing? Surely in this enlightened age of 2017, where things are, we understand each other's point of view more because we can read social media and whatever, you would think there's got to be some hope. And that's why with the election, I was voting for Labour, because I offered that hope. And you've got to start somewhere. It's a flipping mess at the moment. Anyway, I'm going to let you hear this, and I will speak to you tomorrow. My thoughts, what they're worth, a penny for them, or ignore them completely. It's up to you. But here it is, the whole version of this song, and I will speak to you very soon. That's an air raid warning, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me present Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Possibly the most important thing this side of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well,
history will smile and tear to tatters the brief of the state prosecutor and the sentence of this court, for she acquits us.
Apparently Adolf Hitler said that.
Condemn me. Condemn me. Condemn me. History will absolve. Singing, this will be the day that I die. Out and nobody turns up.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If the mother or any other member of the family should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If your grandmother or any other member of the family should die while... identification purposes.
It's enough to make you wonder sometimes if you're on the right planet.
All these three types of sounds indicate that fallout is expected.